Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail, and the Sergeant will be instructed to bring in the absent members. This morning's chaplain is Reverend Dr. David Van Dyke from House of Hope Presbyterian Church in St. Paul. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Creating God, sustaining power and source of all goodness and wisdom, we pause at the outset of business before this body to give you thanks and to remind ourselves of the high calling to public office, as well as the responsibility placed in the hands of those who serve in this chamber. We give you thanks for a land of freedom and opportunity, where ideas are exchanged, debates held, and decisions made. May the decisions forged here be done so with the delicate handling our democracy deserves, for it is a remarkable gift we have inherited, like a rare and precious jewel. May the accomplishments of this body represent the very best of what is capable of being achieved on behalf of the deserving people of Minnesota. In addition to the needs and challenges confronting us in this state, we pray for the world, O God, in all its broken and troubled corners, for all who suffer the effects of war and poverty and natural disaster, especially children. May relief reach them. May hope sustain them. And in times of dismay and uncertainty, may we all be reminded of the sacred bonds of our common humanity. Remind us, O Holy One, in the work you call us to do, that it would be in keeping with your gracious spirit if we would always seek ways to serve rather than to be served. Remind us, too, that your love is broad and all-encompassing, extending even to those with whom we disagree and find hard to love. In the face of our allegiances and commitments, may we find ways to learn the things we need to learn, to listen to those who need to be heard, and to remain open to the new possibilities and solutions that have yet to be proposed and agreed upon in this place. We offer this prayer in humility and in the confidence of your glorious name. Amen.
To the Republic for which it stands.
Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Bach, Benson, Berglund, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeKreif, Dibble, Fischbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebrigtsen, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Laurie, Magnus, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Pogemiller, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vandeveer, Wieger, Wolf.
Quorum is present. Moving to the second order of business, executive and official communications. There are several printed on today's Senate agenda, and they will be referred as indicated. Moving to the third order of business, messages from the House. Secretary Ludeman will read the messages from the House.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate file number 887, a bill for an act relating to state government. Senate file number 887 is herewith returned to the Senate. Alban A. Mathewicz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Michelle.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the Senate do not concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File 887, and that a conference committee of five members be appointed by the subcommittee on conference committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. There are several messages that need to be read that are not printed on today's agenda. Secretary will read the first of those.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate file number 1047, a bill for an act relating to state government financing. Senate file 1047 is herewith returned to the Senate. Elvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Perry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the Senate do not concur in the amendments by the House to Senate file number 1047, and that a conference committee of five members be appointed by the subcommittee on conference committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On Senator Perry's motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Secretary will read the next message from the House.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate file 760, a bill for an act relating to state government. Senate file 760 is herewith returned to the Senate. Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Hahn.
Madam President, I move the Senate do not concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File 760, and that a conference committee of five members be appointed by the subcommittee on conference committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On Senator Hahn's motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Secretary will read the next message from the House.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce that the House refuses to concur in the Senate amendments to House File number 42. House File 42, a bill for an act relating to the financing and operation of state and local government. The House respectfully requests that the conference committee of five members be appointed thereon. Davids, Anderson S., Loon, Runbeck, and Linzeski have been appointed to the committee on the part of the House. Senate File number 42 is herewith transmitted to the Senate with a request that the Senate appoint a like committee. Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Koch.
Madam President, members, for Senator Ortman, I would move that the Senate accede to the request of the House for a conference committee on House File 42, and that a conference committee of five members be appointed by the subcommittee on conference committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion is adopted. Moving on to the fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would move that the committee reports as printed in the agenda be adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving on to the sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. There are several printed on page 4 of today's Senate agenda. Second reading. Seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. There is one House bill printed on page 4 of today's Senate agenda, second reading. Eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They will be referred as indicated on today's Senate bill introductions, with the exception of one change. On page 2, Senate file 1112 will be referred to the Committee on Local Government and Elections. First reading. Moving to the ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. There are two motions that we will take as one author's motion. They are printed on today's Senate agenda, page 4. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would like to move that Senate Resolution number 65 be withdrawn from the Committee on Rules and Administration and laid on the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. There are several Senate resolutions printed on today's agenda that will be referred to the Rules Committee. Moving to the 10th order of business, the Senate calendar. Senate calendar is printed. There are several bills we will take action on today. Secretary will give House File number 613, third reading.
House File 613, a bill for an act relating to local government, third reading.
Secretary will take the roll on House File 613. All those senators having voted who desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 63 ayes and no nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Remaining under Senate calendar, the secretary will give Senate File 39 its third reading.
Senate File number 39, a bill for an act relating to natural resources, third reading.
Madam Chair.
Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to remind members that this is the legislation that would eliminate the rulemaking process for the Mississippi River critical area. And it also deletes very important language that states that our purpose as a state is to protect and preserve the Mississippi River. I think this is very valuable, a very valuable goal for us, and this rulemaking process has been very important to develop a consensus between local communities and the DNR about what should be the efforts to protect the Mississippi River. So I would urge members to vote no on this.
Secretary will take the roll on Senate File 39. All those senators having voted who desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 35 ayes and 28 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Remaining under Senate calendar, Secretary will give Senate File 626 its third reading.
Senate File 626, a bill for an act relating to human services, third reading.
Secretary will take the roll on Senate File 626. All those senators having voted who desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 64 ayes and no nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Final bill under Senate calendar, the secretary will give Senate File 156 its third reading.
Senate File 156, a bill for an act relating to elections, third reading.
Secretary will take the roll on Senate File 156. All those senators having voted who desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 64 ayes and no nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Moving on to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Without objection, the following senators will be excused. Senator Tomasoni and Jungbauer all day, and Senator Ortman from 11 to 11:25. Without objection, they are excused. Further announcements of Senate interest. Not very interesting. Senator Koch.
Madam President, then I would move that we adjourn today until Monday, April 11th at 11 a.m.
Senator Koch moves to adjourn until Monday, April 11th at 11 a.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. We are adjourned.